This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's bringing support in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, it's mostly technical in nature. Fundamentally, nothing major has really changed out there in our cattle complex, but today is the third straight session of triple-digit gains in both live cattle and feeder cattle contracts. We're still waiting for cash trade to develop in the feed yards. We did see it midday today. Choice box beef, $1.39 higher. Selects were up 30 cents on a total movement of 145 loads. We also saw a cattle kill estimate today at 112,000 head. When you get past that, a little hard to find anything else out there to talk about other than it is nice to see 3 days of upside. October cattle today closed $1.82 higher, December up $1.52. October feeders were $2.92 higher, November feeders were up $2.87, and December lean hogs 17 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
At P&K Equipment, you don't have to hunt too hard to find exactly what you're looking for. American-made John Deere and Oklahoma-owned P&K are proud to be your local experts on utility vehicles. For every project, hunt, or memory in the making, our XUV 825i will lead the way. And now you can get yours for up to $800 off. Available in your choice of color, style, and accessories, come see the experts and find out why in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer expires 10/31/15. Cash discount only eligible on certain models. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
Tom, what's happening on the grain sector side?
Leslie, just more of that up and down trade in our grain complex. Yesterday, we saw wheat, corn, and soybean futures all make new highs for the week. Today, profit taking and positioning ahead of tomorrow's report seemed to pull everything negative, and we closed negative today. The report tomorrow is expected to be price friendly. We'll have to see if the USDA offers us what we're looking for or we get something disappointing. Export sales today continue to run well below year-ago levels for wheat, corn, and soybeans, so there's no price support there. On the close today, December and March KC wheat were both down 4.5 cents. December Chicago wheat was down 5.25. December corn and March corn both closed 4.5 lower. November soybeans were down 9.75. January beans down 8.75. And December cotton was 3 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.